This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A gentleman that respects the DO as much as the two of us. Of course, he is, well, he does sports talk radio with Ken Carmen. I still haven't really figured that out yet. But he's the host of what I think is the best radio show. No disrespect, Cakes, to the sports junkies. But the best radio show in the nation, which I stumbled across a few months ago on the radio.com app. All requests Saturday nights.
That's right.
On WNCX, you can listen tonight. I'll be listening. Cakes got a request in last week on All Requests Saturday night.
I did. I was honored.
Very cool. Mr. Kenny Kidd is on with us on 106.7 The Fan. Kenny, it is a pleasure, my friend. How are you?
I am absolutely tired right now. This is way early for me on a Saturday. As you mentioned, I do sports mornings during the week with the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima, and so my schedule completely flips on Saturdays. And I usually get to the station like around 5 in the morning, Monday through Friday, and then on Saturdays I'm there. I'm usually there around 3 beforehand, just setting up, putting new music in. And I'm there till midnight every Saturday, so my schedule flips. And Fridays is my night to actually do anything, because that's how Sundays I got to be up early again on Monday. So for Saturday mornings, I usually sleep until about noon. So you're lucky you got me here, Chad.
It's so funny, Kenny, because I always and I mean this as the highest compliment. When you're hosting your show, I'm like, it's the perfect combination of Marlboro Reds and Budweiser Tall Boys and Molly Hatchet. And like, that's the voice. And now that's on steroids right now at this point in the morning.
I've got my hand rolled cigarettes, and I've got my black morning coffee. I'm sitting here good to go.
Excellent, buddy.
Well, if I could get a voice like Kenny's, I would smoke all the hand rolled cigarettes I could. Damn my lungs. I'm very jealous. I'm jealous of that, of the pipes.
I forgot how much you have a passion for cigarettes, Cakes.
That is true. My younger self definitely had a passion for them.
They'd be in your top 8 on MySpace, I think, if that was still a thing. Kenny, I got to tell you, we've talked a little bit on text and here and there, and I always appreciate you do stuff with help me out with the band and all that. But I got to say, I mean, this is a straight shoot. As someone that has listened to music radio my whole life, I am disgusted with every format of every radio station in America that plays music. I go to Sirius. I go to Spotify. I gave up on music radio. And then when COVID started, I was sitting around. I was, for whatever reason, instead of firing up a playlist, I fired up the radio.com app. And I said, you know what? Cleveland's a fun town. I bet they got a good rock station. And it was Saturday night, and you were knee-deep and screaming and yelling and playing Jericho sound bites, and then you played Alice Cooper, and I was like, I haven't heard this song on the radio in 100 years. And then I sat there for the next 4.5 hours just listening to music radio. I got to say, man, I think you got the best music radio show that we got going on terrestrial radio right now.
I appreciate that so much. I've been doing this for almost about 2 years. Coming up at the end of August will be 2 years for All Requests Saturday night. And when I first did it, the guy who ran that show, it was the house party, Saturday Night House Party of Mr. Classic. He did it for almost 40 years. And he had his following, and they were playing not what I was playing. And so when I first started doing it, I told Phil Lewis, our program director, I'm like, I don't want to do a clone of what he did. He's like, no, absolutely not. He's like, make it your own. I'm like, awesome. I'm like, well, we're going to do All Requests, and we're just going to roll with it, see where it goes. And honestly, it really should be all suggest Saturday night ASS. And because just because you request it doesn't mean I'm actually going to play. There's people that request stuff that I'm just like, no, there's no way I'm going to play this. Or how many times am I going to hear Dirty Deeds, damn it?
Yeah. You know?
We heard Dirty Deeds like 2 hours ago and you're requesting it again. So, no, pick something else.
So, Kenny, that's
a whole catalog.
You touch on a really great point, and I wanted to ask you this. What are a few of the bands that are just complete deal breakers? Like, as soon as you hear the band come out of the person's mouth, you're like, that's impossible. I'm not going to play that. I have standards.
Personally, I'm not playing Green Day.
Okay.
I'm not playing Offspring. Those ones, like, there's too many other bands that don't get played for those to get airtime just yet for me personally.
Right.
Creed's another one. One of your, I can't remember who it was. Was it Money Cake? Someone was tweeting me about Creed, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, what? Probably not going to happen.
Right. All right, let me ask this one. This was a personal fave of mine in the 80s. I was a hair metal guy. Where do you fall on Stryper?
Oh, wow.
I love Stryper.
Oh,
wow. That's an upset.
I love Stryper.
I love this.
It's to the point of it's everything you expect from a hair metal band.
Right.
And they even took it a step farther by throwing you the curve by singing all about God.
Jesus, right.
Yeah, about Jesus and God. And it's like, at that point in time, no one was doing that ever.
That's true.
Ever. No, it was either you sang about drugs, you sang about girls, or you sang about the devil.
Right.
That's what metal was.
Yes, that is true. That's your holy triumvirate.
Yes. So like, as far as metal went, like they just said, the hell with it. We're doing our own thing. And I love that. I think that's great.
They said, the hell with the devils, what they said.
Yeah,
that's what they said.
We love Christ.
They wrote a song about it, and they made it an album title.
Yes, they certainly did.
Kenny, you're
talking about living the gimmick, you know.
I'm excited to tell you this. I'm glad Cakes brought up Stryper. Stryper almost ended Cakes and I's friendship. We've known each other for Cakes let me drive his car for 2 years when I moved back from DC. I interned for his radio show. But I was on this auction and there was a Stryper signed guitar, like the whole band had signed it, right?
Oh.
And nobody had bid on this thing. And the minimum bid was $500. And I was like, $500 for a Stryper signed guitar? I was like,
that might be worth it just for the guitar.
Right. That's what I thought. It was an Ibanez. I'm like, well, it's Christ. I can. So I win the guitar and I'm like, Cakes loves Stryper. He's the only person I know that loves Stryper. So I bring it into the radio station and I put it on his chair. And 6 months goes by, and I don't hear word one from him. And I'm like, oh, my God, I think Cakes thinks I'm in love with him, or I'm a stalker, or something weird has happened. And then randomly, just in the middle of, like, the day, I get a text, oh, hey, thanks for that Stryper guitar. And I'm like, what the hell? How did this happen? Cakes, I still don't know how that happened.
I don't know, man. I must have had, like, a mental breakdown. I did not give the proper thanks for such a thoughtful gift.
I had a problem with Kenny, too. I sent Kenny a couple of records, and I didn't know him all that well. But when people like music, like I like doing that, and there's a record store next to my shop, I like to support it. And I sent him some Iron Maiden records, and then I went to my wife, and I said, hey, did you see these records? And she goes, do you know that guy all that well? And I'm like, well, I like his radio show. She's like, should you really just be sending him gifts out of nowhere when he doesn't know you that well? And I'm like, oh, maybe he thinks I'm a psychopath also. So it's happened a couple of times, I guess.
I appreciated that so much. That was insane. It was 4 Maiden records that I've never had, and you sent me your CD, and like that was insane. Like I opened it up, I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I pick it up, and there's another one. Pick it up, and there's another one. I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome. I appreciate that so much, Chad. That was awesome.
Well, good. I'm glad I didn't go down the stalker route. I think I sent Cakes some Maiden records too. So I want everyone to know. If you get a gift from me, it's because I'm excited about the gift. It's not because I'm in the bushes out in front of your house. I want that to be stated.
Yes, right, it's now. Crystal clear.
Kenny, the Ronnie James deal, you're dealing with two followers here. I know he's the patron saint of all requests.
He's the patron
Saturday
saint
night.
Of all requests Saturday night, Ronald James Dio, yes.
I need you to speak to him, and then when people ask you the never-ending debate about Sabbath, and they ask you to compare the two, how do you answer that question? Because I imagine you've been asked it 10,000 times.
It's a tough one to answer because they're both so amazing, both Ozzy and Dio. And it's almost two separate bands to me. Almost the way Halen and Hagar, You know, like those are almost two separate bands to me. Personally, I like Ronnie more. I think his range is better. I think it Ozzy's classic, you know. So it's like, how do you go against that? You can't say anything bad about Ozzy Sabbath. But personally, I fall on Dio's side. I swear to Ronnie James, if I get asked that one more time by a caller, I'm just, hey, which one do you like better? Do you always get it? Which one do you like better? It's like, okay, I've said this on air before, you know, like enough. Stop it. You know, I'm just going to kick you off. Get to your request. Damn it, because these lines aren't stopping. I got to get to the next one.
We're joined by Kenny Kidd. He's at Mr. Kenny Kidd on Twitter. He hosts all requests Saturday night from 7 until midnight out of Cleveland. And I think the cool thing, I'm just looking awesome at one of your playlists, is that it's not, you know, Dirty Deeds played 100 times. It's you're going with songs you may have never heard before, bands you may have never heard before. Like from your 8 o'clock hour from, it looks like last week, you played Dust, Stone Woman. I don't know that song. I don't know that band. But, like, if I listen to the show, I'm going to get exposed to things that I haven't been exposed to before, which is really cool.
Dust is one of those bands that when I first started doing this 2 years ago, I looked for bands that weren't mainstream, bands that really didn't hit it, bands that I'd ask people, I'm like, hey, give me a band that no one knows of, you know? And one of my friends, Brian, he said, he's like, dude, you got to check out Dust. They're from the 70s. They've had like one or two albums and they never get any credit. Check them out. So I checked them out and I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome. I'm like, well, if you get through, you got to call in and request it. He's like, damn right I will. They have two albums. There was two albums. It's 70 and 71, I believe. Both of them fantastic.
The market you're in is, I love Cleveland. I go up there, I've gone up there 5 or 6 times just to go to the breweries and go to the Christmas Story House and do like the tourist stuff. But I feel like it's the perfect market for this. And at first, Kenny, I thought I'd found like this, stumbled across the hidden gem and nobody talked about it. But then I clicked on the hashtag and there's like this throng of people and they listen from all over the place. And the radio.com app, like, we have to plug it ad nauseum, like it's become a trope here, but it really has allowed you to broadcast to people that you never would have before. What's the community like? Because you're literally playing stuff you won't hear anywhere else, and you should hear on classic rock stations more and more often, but they're so shackled to 120, you know, song playlists that you're never going to get there. What is the community like at this point? Uh-oh, we're losing? That was a great question, too.
It was a good question.
All right, Sean, try to get him back on the air, for God's sakes.
His voice. Chad, I'm super-duper jealous, in case you couldn't tell. Because I have this nasally, whiny-type voice. Just, it's the best.
He's got a whole scene, too, there, where, like, I mean, there's, like, an uprising about people. Because you got to understand, Cakes, I don't know if you've ever done this. I've done the bit where I go on that radio.com app and I listen to 15 different classic rock stations.
Right.
And they're all playing the same 8 Elton John songs.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't understand. The Rolling Stones have more than 5 songs. Like AC/DC has more than 5 songs. Slip one in every once in a while.
I mean, I'm just going to go through his 9 o'clock hour on July 25th. He played, just in 1 hour, he played ZZ Top, David Lee Roth, Tesla, Leonard Skinner, Jackal, Guns N' Roses, Dokken, got a little soft spot for them. Who doesn't like rocking with the Dokken, Chad? You know, Kiss, AC/DC, Motley Crue, and The Cult. I mean, you're just so many different genres. You've got Southern rock, you've got hair metal, you've got, you know, classic rock. I mean, it's so many genres you're hitting in just 1 hour, and, you know, you're getting exposed to different stuff, which is great.
I think Kenny's back on, but the question we're asking Kenny is about the, it looks like, at least from online, I know Twitter's just a tiny sample size of who's actually out there, but it looks like the show is built like this community that isn't just based in Cleveland. What is the All Request Saturday night? What is that fan base like?
Yeah, well, to answer your question, apparently that last question you asked was just way too long and my phone cut out or something. To answer that question, I mean, it's nationwide, and it's amazing that I'm hearing people from Florida, I'm hearing people from Colorado, I'm hearing people all over the country. And when we first started, it was mainly Cleveland callers that I was getting, and I was ending the show every night with Nobody Rocks Like Cleveland. And I've had to switch that to Nobody Rocks Like America because it truly is nationwide with this radio.com app that everyone has now with all of our stations on it. Like, as you said, that we promote endlessly. It's opened up the door for the whole nation to find what they want. And a lot of people are flocking to All Request Saturday Night because it is something different. And it's awesome for us because we have that exposure. It's a double-edged sword because now we got syndication without being paid for syndication. But we'll bring that up at our next meeting, you know.
I'm yeah, sure. That's a great point.
But it really is, the reach is amazing with it.
What did Ken and Tony and those guys that you do the sports show with on 92.3 The Fan, what do they think of your Saturday show?
Oh, they love it. Ken listens every night. Lima's got a little different music taste. He's kind of more of an EDM, whatever. I can't say the words I want to say. But yeah, they love what I do on Saturdays, and they just, you know, they're fully supportive, which is awesome. And we have a lot of fun during the week. The show during the week is Ken Permit Show with Anthony Lima, and it should have featuring Kenny Kidd at the end of it, because like the three of us, like we just go off on everything. It's not just sports either, which we thank God we had that ability to do that these last couple of months without any sports. But we get into life, and we get into it's mainly a lot of me making fat jokes for Ken and making fun of Lionel not having a girlfriend at the age of 39 and all that, you know.
Yeah, it's very sad. Well, Cakes, you wanted to hit him up. I think now is the time.
Yeah, I think we look. Kenny's an expert in the field, but I feel like we can actually take a little bit of the work off of his plate for All Request Saturday Night. Like, I think we should go back and forth, Chad. Maybe 5 or 6 tunes total, and we could give Kenny like a half an hour worth of content tonight if he wants to use it. These are just suggestions from us. We can bounce them off of him, see what he feels about them, and see if he might, you know, I don't know, weave them into his playlist tonight.
All right, what you got?
You want to lead off, Chad, or you want me to?
Yeah, I'm going to leave off. I want Seasons by Ty Kettle.
Ty Kettle, yes. I have not played that one on All Request Saturday Night in, like, months. Like, it's been almost a year probably since All Request with that great song. Yes, you got it.
So you got Ty Kettle. That goes first. I'm going to go with an Aussie tune that I think gets disrespected. I'm going to go with Breaking All the Rules off of No Rest for the Wicked. What does Kenny Kettle think of that tune?
That one doesn't get any airplay. Hell yeah. Love it.
All right, so we're 2 for 2 so far, Chad.
You know what the thing I like about Kenny also is that Aerosmith, when people hear Aerosmith,
yeah,
they think crazy. They think, I don't want to close your eyes because I don't want to miss a thing. That garbage.
All the stupid ballads.
Just the worst. But you hear stuff like, Kenny will play, you played Mama Kin. Like, I'd love to hear Mama Kin on your show again.
Mama Kin, Kings and Queens.
Yeah.
I'll play all that stuff, yeah.
What? Do you ever get your program directors here and say, look, I know there's a formula, but maybe we could slip one of these songs in during the week before we play Elton John for the 40th time? Does that conversation ever happen?
It really is amazing the difference that our actual playlist has the way it's changed over the last couple of years and the influence that I've had on it. When I first started that, I looked at the songs that we had in the system, and there was like 2 or 3 Deep Purple. There was only like maybe 2 Ronnie James Dio. Black Sabbath only had like 5 maybe in there. Metallica had 1, you know, like it was insane, you know. So as I'm putting, like, every week, I'm whether it's requested or not, I'm putting more songs in the system, like at least 10 to 15 songs every week. That's why I get there so early, just to get songs in there, just in case. And I'll hear it throughout the week. Some of the other DJs will play some of them, like Paula Baelish at night. She's got a couple of request hours that people get in and get some of the stuff that you'd hear on a Saturday. Michael Stanley, he's got a couple hours during the middle of the day where people will get in and get some of those songs in too. So it has evolved. It's just, it's not to the point to where All Request Saturday Night is, which is fine because that keeps that separate. But it bleeds through a little bit into the regular playlist throughout the week. But you're still going to hear Free Bird and Dirty Deeds and Stairway, you know.
Nonstop.
What does Kenny
Kidd? You got to play the hits.
Kenny, what do you think of Sweden's greatest guitar hero? His name's Yngwie Malmsteen. I am a Viking. What do you think about that?
I haven't played that one yet. I've played Trilogy before. Not Trilogy. That was the name of the album. You Don't Remember, I'll Never Forget. That one I've played before, but I've never played Viking yet. That's a good one. I love Yngwie.
That's good. And I also I got to give you credit too, Kenny, because when I totally ripped off your concept now, and I do all requests Thursday afternoon on my show, and people love it.
What are you talking about? That's completely new. Like, that was original, wasn't it?
Yes. But
I tried to pass it off for a couple of minutes without getting ripped off. But he was kind enough to cut production for me, where he is making fun of our program director's hairline, which went over really well, by the way, Kenny. Thank you very much.
I thought it did.
It was great. But the blackened, the COVID version of that cakes. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I have. It's fantastic.
Dude, it's
so good.
It's one of the sickest. It's better than the original, which you never would think you would say. And I heard it for the first time on All Request Saturday night. It's become a staple on my show now.
That's awesome. Metallica has perfected that stripped down version of their own songs. That they have perfected that. But if you listen to any at all Within Our Hands, Breach School things that they do, where they do a stripped down acoustic shows for charity and stuff. If you hear any of that, man, it's really, really good. They have perfected that sound. And as good as they are as a thrash metal band, they're almost even better as just a straight up rock and roll band as well.
Chad, one more personal request from me for Kenny. Ronnie James Dio, Mystery.
Nice.
If you could work that one in, that would do something for your pal Johnny Cakes over here.
Hell yeah. Well, I'll have to go back and listen to this and mark all these down. But I guarantee you'll get at least two or three of those tonight.
Oh, man, very nice. All right, that is awesome.
I got one last question for you, Kenny. You already had to answer that question, which you've answered a million times. The people that are Metallica fans that say everything after the Black Album sucks, I want to bang them in the head. I'm like, no, it's different. Like, I understand it's different, but they've written so many great songs and there's so many bangers, and I'm just like, you can have both. You don't have to decide between Sheets and Wawa. You can just be grateful there's a gas station that has a bunch of food. I don't know why that's such a trope amongst music fans.
100%, man. It really, they got so much flack for doing things a little different. And I'm sorry, I don't want my bands to every album to be a cookie cutter of the one before. I want different. And that's one thing I loved about Metallica is they just do what they want. They don't care. I mean, they're going to sell their records. They're going to make their money. They're going to sell out their shows anyways. So they don't care, really, if it's what you personally want. They're doing what they want. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah, me too. All right, good. All right, it's at Mr. Kenny Kidd. Cakes and I hit him with 45 requests.
Yeah, we did. We apologize. We're fanboys. We're just fanboying it up.
Very difficult.
I love it.
At Mr. Kenny Kidd. He doesn't use his Instagram. I try to get him to use his Instagram. He told me to pound Sam. But Twitter and Facebook and, of course, the radio.com app. We'll all be listening tonight. WNCX there in Cleveland for All Requests Saturday night. Kenny, try to catch a cat nap, buddy. Thanks so much for getting up early for us. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'm going to go take a nap, and then I'll catch you guys later.
Yeah,
guys,
do it. Thanks, man.
Night,
thanks,
friend.
Kenny.
There he is. Kenny Kidd, everyone. Boy, you were prepared, Cakes. You did some
I told you.
I
had a list, Chad. I had a list ready to go. I didn't even get to all of them because I didn't want to pester the guy. But I also had, let me see, I had Rat, Dangerous But Worth the Risk. That is off of Invasion of Your Privacy. Iron Maiden, Can I Play With Madness? And Metallica, Hero of the Day. That song just does not get enough spins, my friend.
I know it's a bit mainstream and a bit casual, but I still think Flight of the Icarus might be like, if you need a song to get you ready to drive a car off a cliff, you know what I mean? to get you fired. I meant that as a compliment.
Right.
Flight of the Icarus can get you motivated to do anything. Like
certainly
anything
could.
At all.
Yeah, I might have to get Chad a Flight of Icarus t-shirt at some point with our friend Eddie on it.
I'm steamed. That's our guy, Eddie. And then, of course, Murray, our other guy that we found out about yesterday.
Yes, Money Metal Murray.
Unfortunately, may he rest in peace.
Yes.
All right. Well, that was awesome.
It was.
Thank you to Kenny Kidd for coming on the show. I think we're talking fantasy next, aren't we, Cax?
We are. Dave Richard, our good friend from CBSSports.com, he's going to join us. He's going to talk about all things fantasy football, so you don't want to miss that. That's next here on 106.7 The Fan. It's Dave Richard from CBS Sports. He is a fantasy football guru. He is an expert. You're not, so you should listen to him. And right now you're listening to Incomplete by Bad Religion. Hello, nice. Dave. Good morning.
I am revved up now, Cakes. That was outstanding. I haven't heard that song in a few years, and now I'm going to go get the entire Stranger Than Fiction album and listen to the whole thing. The problem is that I have it on CD, And okay. I have absolutely no devices that can play a CD whatsoever. My car, my computer doesn't have a drive. I don't think the PlayStation will be able to play it. And if I did, my whole family would kill me for playing Bad Religion at 11:30 a.m. So I don't know how I'm going to, I guess I'm going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and go to Napster.
See, Dave, all you get when you join me and Chad is a song you haven't heard in years,
right.
And it just improves your day, makes your day like 1,000 times better.
I'm telling you, it's like Chad took his size 16 boot and kicked me right in the butt.
That's right. And I got to say this, too. I own a 2006 Pontiac Solstice. And one of the reasons why I own it is because there's no satellite radio, there's no Bluetooth, it's only CDs. So I have this giant stack of CDs out in the passenger seat of this car. And it's a labor of love. It's got a six-disc CD changer in it, which means I would have been a very wealthy man back in 2006. But I love it, man. I love loading it back up and sliding them in. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How many miles are on that thing?
Dude, it was like this older couple owned it, so there's only like 30,000 miles on it. It's got a drop top, so I just go scooting around listening to Iron Maiden CDs on the weekend. It's an
there you go.
That is perfection. So, Dave, you are, to use an old man term, you're battening down the hatches in South Florida. Before we get to talking about fantasy football, everybody's getting ready for their drafts either in late August or early September. What is the latest for the Dave Richard family and your community trying to get ready for the impending hurricane?
You know, I've come on your airwaves, Cakes, and it's been like grim situations. There's like a Category 4 headed straight for the county I live in, and mm-hmm. basically going to like hit my house directly. This is not one of those times. The forecast has changed so much that it's going to miss all of like Miami and Fort Lauderdale completely. So I'm going to be good. I got a feeling I'm going to be grilling tonight and kicking back with a beverage right around 6 p.m.
I got one. You actually teased something I'm very intrigued by. There is a Washington football team, formerly known as Redskins, player that you like in fantasy, and there must be some sort of mistake unless you're drafting the defense. So I'm looking forward to that. But the biggest question I got for you, Dave, is Damian Williams opts out, which is wild considering he's got a really good chance of winning another Super Bowl. But no disrespect to him, I'm more concerned about the fantasy implications of that. What are the fantasy implications of that?
Yeah, and I think it's worth mentioning he's sitting out because his mother has stage 4 cancer, sure. And he wants to be with her. So it's very noble of him, and it's a hell of a sacrifice because who knows if he's ever going to have the opportunity to be a starter again after this. But it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who the first words that I wrote about him when I scouted him were feisty with sweet feet and hands. And I think that he's a good player getting a great opportunity. And I've been doing fantasy for over 20 years, Chad. And I used to think that talent meant everything. You had to be a great football player. But really, it's about opportunity because you can't get fantasy points unless you're getting the football. And now, who's going to stop Edwards-Helaire from getting the football in Kansas City? They've got a guy named DeAndre Washington. He used to be on the Raiders. He's the most experienced running back they have on the roster right now. So I think that this is a real great opportunity for Edwards-Helaire, who's more talented than DeAndre Washington, to go in there and pull off what Kareem Hunt did. And he actually reminds me of Kareem Hunt because he's versatile, he's physical, he can make people miss, he's not a burner. They're almost the same guy, except Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a nice guy. So I remember what Kareem Hunt did as a rookie, and I would have loved to have taken him in the first round. I don't want to miss up on that chance again. I will take Clyde Edwards-Helaire as soon as sixth overall in a PPR league. And if your jaw just hit the floor, just think back to other running backs that were the first rookie taken in each of the last five drafts. It was Saquon a couple of years ago. It was Ezekiel Elliott a few years ago. Gurley was one of those guys. These running backs, when they come out, they're great. And Edwards-Helaire was the first one taken this year. He's in a great spot with Kansas City. I fully expect him to match his potential. And it won't cost you that much if you wanted to put an insurance policy on Edwards-Helaire and draft DeAndre Washington. For now, that's the plan. No one's looking for DeAndre Washington. Half the people that play fantasy football don't even know who he is, and you can get him in round 10. And I'll tell you what, if you don't get Edwards-Helaire and Washington's in your draft and it's round 11, round 12, no one knows who he is. You can literally go and draft him, and he might end up being way better than we think. So it's a huge opportunity for Edwards-Helaire. Hopefully he won't miss any training camp, and he'll be good to go for the start of the season and take off with 100 total yards a game, touchdown every game, something like that.
And, Dave, the real cherry on top for me is when Andy Reid comps him to Brian Westbrook. When you think of the role that Brian Westbrook played in Andy Reid offenses, if Edwards-Helaire steps into that role from day one, I think he does warrant being picked 6th or 7th overall in fantasy drafts, especially if you get a full point per reception.
Yeah, but I watch Brian Westbrook play, and I know Brian Westbrook, and all credit and all, you know, respect to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's not Brian Westbrook. He's Kareem Hunt. The Chiefs can't go out and say, well, we found the next Kareem Hunt, because, you know, what are people going to react to that with in Kansas City? So, look, he's a good running back in a great spot. That's all you could ask for in fantasy, and there aren't a lot of guys that are going to get 15-plus touches right off the bat. So that's why you got to go for Edwards-Helaire.
All right, talk to me about, this is a hell of a teaser. So the Washington player you cannot wait to draft. I understand taking a flyer, understand looking at Terry McLaurin and being like, that's a solid wide receiver, but who could there possibly be that you can't wait to draft in fantasy football that plays offense for this team?
Chad, I can't wait to draft Antonio Gibson because I think that he fits in. I think he might be the best running back right now on the roster, which is saying something because they've got Adrian Peterson and they've got Darius Geis. But if I'm Ron Rivera, I look at Geis's track record and I say, how can I give him so much work? I want to be able to just at least build him up. So at the very least, I think Darius Geis's first half of the season will see limited reps. And that means that Adrian Peterson could get in there, but we know that Chris Thompson's out the door. Who's the best passing downs type of back? How about a dude who's 6 foot, 220 pounds, and used to play wide receiver? And that's what Antonio Gibson can do. And Scott Turner couldn't stop raving about him during the offseason, talking about his versatility and how they can use him in the offense. And they're looking for good pass catchers in Washington. McLaurin's great. And I think Steven Sims, he might be second on my list as far as, you know, late-round Washington football team players to draft. But I think Gibson's got a chance to really take a quantum leap, provided that he does well in training camp, because of his versatility, because of his size. He's got size on his side. And these coaches, they just got done drafting and culling and turning Christian McCaffrey into the superstar, and they're drawing comparisons to McCaffrey with Gibson. I can't ignore that when it's round 9 or round 10 of a PPR league. I can't ignore that when it's around 11 of a non-PPR league. And this is yet another player that not everybody in your league is going to know about. So I'm taking him ahead of DeAndre Washington, I'll tell you that. Antonio Gibson, someone I'm very excited to draft. I think he could be one of those late-round sleeper blossoming running back heroes that you'll buy his jersey for when the season's over.
Hey, Dave, what do you think about his rookie classmate, Gandy Golden, the tall, rangy wideout out of Liberty? Calvin Harmon goes down with the ACL. There's a lot more balls now to go around in that offense. We know McLaurin's going to get his, but as we just talked about, there's going to be a void there as far as, you know, who else is catching balls in this offense. Can Gandy Golden be that guy, like especially a big red zone target for Haskins?
I don't have a problem taking him with a late pick if you want to, and obviously he's going to get taken in dynasty leagues and keeper leagues and rookie-only drafts and, you know, all those formats that favor the long term. But I don't see him helping people who are just in a fantasy league for 2020, and that's it. I think he's behind the eight ball, not just in terms of training camp. I think it's going to be harder for rookie receivers to acclimate themselves to the NFL than it will be for running backs. Running backs, look, they've been doing the same thing year after year after year. The hits will be harder. The speed of the game will be faster. But as far as their assignments, that'll be easy for them to grasp. It's much harder for wide receivers, especially since they don't have the full offseason program and a full normal training camp to develop chemistry with their quarterback. Only a few rookie wideouts do I think will be good this year. I think Gandy Golden won't be one of them, and it's not just because of his slow development. He's also not a burner. He also played at Liberty, so he didn't have a lot of huge competition, figuratively or literally, playing at that small school. So I would imagine that it's going to take at least a year for Gandy Golden to become a relevant fantasy wideout.
Talk to me about the forgotten tight ends that have talent. And I'm talking about O.J. Howard and David Njoku. And, you know, you got these big presences kind of join this team. But both of those guys have pass-catching ability. I kind of wish the Redskins would have worked out a way to trade for one of them, or formerly known as Redskins. Is there any value there at all? I would wonder where Gronk should go in a limited capacity. He looked deflated the last time I saw him on television. Certainly not like the juggernaut that he was in New England. I imagine he's going to be able to contribute in a big way to that offense, but also there's a lot of balls to go around. I would just love for you to break down those two teams that have these, you know, marquee tight ends now, but also these other guys that you kind of expected to be more at this point.
So I did a big study on the Buccaneers offense, wrote about it in our Fantasy Football Preview magazine, and it's on CBSSports.com as well. And Gronk, to me, and I spent just a very, very little bit of time with him during Super Bowl week. And he was skinny then, but he's bulked up since, and he couldn't definitively answer that he was retired. So you knew even back in January and February that he kind of had the itch to play. And the fact that he's in Tampa, and there are so many other receivers that are going to draw coverage away, it's going to be a different story for him this year than it was in the past when defenses said, okay, the first target we have to take away from Tom Brady is Rob Gronkowski. Now what the hell are defensive coordinators going to do, because they've got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin? I mean, one of the reasons why I love Godwin is because I think he might be third on the pecking order of who defenses are going to try and take away, and that just means he's going to be open all the time. But I'm worried about Gronk playing a full set of snaps. That's good for O.J. Howard, except I still think Gronk will get more targets than O.J. Howard. And I see Gronk especially being a factor inside the 10-yard line. This is a guy that Brady already has chemistry with. You don't have to worry about that. I think the offense isn't going to be too much different from what he did in New England. There'll just be some more dialed-up deep shots in Tampa Bay, and Brady can make those throws. I look at Gronk, and I think if he can somehow stay healthy for 12 games, I think he could score 8 touchdowns. And 8 touchdowns means you're a top 12 fantasy tight end. And I've seen Gronk go in like round 9, round 10. Now, there might be a doofus in every draft that takes Rob Gronkowski in round 6 because it's Rob Gronkowski. I'm not doing that. There are too many other tight ends that I like more than him. Guys like Waller, Tyler Higbee, Evan Engram's upside is higher. I don't know if Gronk's going to get a lot of yards. I think the touchdowns are going to be where he's at. And I feel the same way with Austin Hooper in Cleveland. I think that's why Cleveland brought in Hooper, was to be a threat in the red zone for Baker Mayfield. More than a third of Baker's touchdowns, by the way, have gone to tight ends since he's entered the NFL, and that's just a trend that's continued with him since he was in college. He likes to lean on the tight end. Please, no jokes on that. So I don't see Njoku or O.J. Howard really getting huge opportunities. One or both of them need to get traded for them to be given another chance in fantasy, but we've given them chances, Chad. We've seen Njoku play a ton of snaps and O.J. Howard play a ton of snaps. And though there are some efficiency metrics that say that O.J. Howard is outstanding, and you look at the raw talent that David Njoku has, neither one of them really stand out as guys that people should be ready to trust in their fantasy lines. You want to carry him on the bench? You know, what the heck? I would take them ahead of Gandy Golden, but I wouldn't take them ahead of DeAndre Washington or Antonio Gibson or anything like that. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if drafts end and both of those tight ends, Howard and Njoku, are not on any fantasy rosters.
Yeah. Dave, got about a minute left here. We're joined by Dave Richard from CBSSports.com on his Twitter, at Dave Richard. His pinned tweet is another guy in Tampa that you can probably get in the mid to late rounds. It could be a nice sleeper in your backfield.
I don't know if Ronald Jones is a sleeper anymore, but I think he's got a chance to really break out. And everybody's going crazy because they signed a 32-year-old LeSean McCoy who was wasted by the end of the year, and the Chiefs knew it. I think he's there to push for passing downs and maybe back up Ronald Jones. You can read the article that's pinned on my Twitter profile, at Dave Richard. The trainer goes in depth on what went wrong with Ronald Jones and why he's going to be better this year. I'm happy to take him in round 6, and I might even go into round 5 for him in a non-PPR league. I'm that excited about his potential.
Dave, stay safe with that hurricane bearing down. Enjoy your grilling out tonight. And listen to our guest before you, Kenny Kidd, all requests Saturday night. You'll hear all sorts of hits on the radio.com app, my friend.
I will do that. Thank you so much for having me on. You guys stay safe as well.
We will. Thanks, Dave. We appreciate that. It's Dave Richard from CBSSports.com giving you some tasty fantasy nuggets.
I'm steamed for that Antonio Gibson nugget cake. I had no idea he was going in that direction.
You know what? I'm getting similarly steamed to get him in every 11th or 12th round draft that I can.
Now, remember, you and I once co-owned a fantasy basketball team, and we took Kwame Brown in the first round. Do you remember that?
I'd like to forget that. That was a dark chapter in my fantasy sports history, Chad.
I remember sitting in the basement of your townhome and saying, just do it. And then we drafted Kwame Brown in the first round.
And I'm guessing our team came in dead freaking last.
Yeah, I believe it was the CNC Basketball Factory, from what I recall.
Hey, it's a common thread that has run through our lives over the last 20-some years.
Now, Sean, do we need the, like, would it be better for us to just finish the show, or should we break, or what do you want us to do here? Sean?
If you guys want, you guys can finish the show.
What time would that be?
It'll be around 55. All
right, Sean, you know I like you, right? Like, I've told you that 100 times. I think you're a really good dude. How did you get into radio when you clearly don't want to speak ever? I've never met a more quiet person in radio.
No clue.
He's just drawn to it, Chad. He can't stay away from the mic.
He likes tweeting about the WNBA, though. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. One tweet. It was one tweet.
Man, he tweets all the time about the WNBA. I'm like, wow, I guess he's the number one fan.
I hope Sean is taking my advice and is betting all the money he has on the overs in today's NBA games.
There's just a big slot of them today.
Well, indeed.
Hey, Sean, are you playing Ghosts of Tsushima or whatever the name of that game is?
No.
Oh, you're not?
One of the games I've been playing so far is Call of Duty and 2K.
So Sean is one of these guys, Cakes, that I guess he's so good that he creates his own highlight reels of his kills.
Okay.
And posts them online.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm so far removed from shooters now that I don't even know what's going on in the videos that he's posting. He's like, I just murk this dude. And I'm like, I don't even see what's happening here. What has happened?
Right. Well, how about that's how I felt every time I played Call of Duty with my kids when they were younger. And that's why I no longer play. Because I'm just easy pickings, and I last for 30 seconds, and it's no fun.
This game I'm playing, you'd like it. You're a samurai, and you're walking around trying to get like your honor back, and you're fighting Mongol warriors. So here's how it goes for me, Cakes.
Okay.
I walk into the middle of a town, and I call out the Mongol warriors, and then they beat the snot out of me and kill me, and I die immediately.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun playing this game so far. Well, let's take it to the limit then. Why not? We can take it up to 55, and then I got to say, I've done a lot of three-hour radio shows. This might be the quickest one has flown by.
It has flown by, my friend. It certainly has. It was good to get catch up with Kenny Kidd, hear his process and his method for putting together his playlist for All Requests Saturday Night.
I hope people do check that out because I don't think they fully – people that don't pay attention to radio, I don't think they fully appreciate that playlist that you were reading out, Cakes. Like, if you tell someone, hey, I listen to this band, they're only going to know the three songs that have been on classic rock radio has been beating the same 100 songs to death for 40. I mean, think about the time, Cakes. 40 years.
I mean, there's so much material that they could pull from, but it's so limited in its range and its scope that you just think that, you know, like Kenny Kidd mentioned when he took over at, you know, his station, they had like 4 Black Sabbath songs. I mean, I don't know how many Sabbath albums there are, but there's probably, I don't know, a 10 or a dozen with 10 or 12 songs on each. I mean, there's a lot to pull from.
And like, I get it. They've done research where you look at what people's listening habits and they're only listening for a couple of minutes. And if they don't hear something they recognize, they move on to something else. I get that. But if I went for probably 20 years of my life tired of hearing Smokin' in the Boys Room. So I didn't listen to any more Motley Crue because I was like, I hate that song. I've heard it too many times. And you're just like, oh, all the rest of these songs just completely kick ass and shred. And I would never have been exposed to that if I didn't take the next step.
Here's what I want Chad Dukes to do. I want him to listen to Motley Crue's Theater of Pain start to finish. And I want to hear his review on that album.
All right, well, I'll do that, but if I'm going to do that, then I need you to listen to an album from tape to tape.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Now, you like the Luke Combs, right? You were into that.
I was, yes, that is correct.
I want you to listen to Purgatory by Tyler Childers.
Purgatory, Tyler Childers.
Tape to tape. That's 2017. I know. Do you have a record player yet?
Yes, I do.
You should probably listen to it on vinyl, but I'll give you a pass if you just want to put the headphones on. But I think that we could both do, like, maybe I'll just have you on CDVTW if we don't do a weekend show, and we can review our albums that we actually were assigned homework to.
Okay, so this is Tyler Childers' Purgatory.
Yes. I mean, if you listen to all of his albums, it's probably smart. He's a 10 out of 10. But
yes,
that's kind of the first one that put him on the map.
You know what? I'm going to pivot. Because Theater of Pain, now that I look at the track listing, not very good. Because you'd be listening to Smoking in the Boys Room, which you hate.
Yourself.
You hate its guts.
So tired of that.
And Home Sweet Home, which is great.
It's enough, though. But enough cakes.
But for the most part, the rest of it kind of stinks. I want you to listen to Shout at the Devil by Motley Crue.
Well, I mean, I'm familiar, but I'll listen to it. I don't know if I've ever run through the entire album back to back, so I will do that.
Yes, so I think that's the one you should take a deep dive on.
All right, very good. Oh, let me throw a plug out there. Commonwealth Dry Goods open today at noon.
Good.
Old
yes.
Town Fairfax. We have, you. I don't know if you'd like this, Cakes, but we have the, I think I told you yesterday, the Bloody Mary mix with blue crab in it is a 10 out of 10.
I mean, I want 20 of them.
Yeah.
It sounds so good.
So we'll be open today and tomorrow in Old Town Fairfax. You go to @CommonwealthDryGoods on Instagram. Do you have any plugs, by the way?
I do. The Cakes Classic No Limit Hold'em Tournament is returning to MGM Ooh. National Harbor to the Poker Room. That will be this Wednesday. That's August 5th is the date, 7:15 p.m. Cards are in the air, 7:15. Would love to see you back at MGM National Harbor. The Poker Room is open. You have to wear a mask at all times. They have lots of safety protocols. So all of the degens can get back to playing poker like they should be in 2020.
Yep. Sean, any plugs for you?
No plugs.
Come up with a plug for next time, Sean. I feel weird.
Will do.
Sean, thank you. Appreciate you getting up and running the board, of course. Does a great job, as always.
He does.
Way less chaotic than when Vic runs the board. When Vic runs the board, he's angry the whole time. And don't want to tell you when you got a break. It's nuts. Thank you for listening to the CNC Radio Factory, at Money Metal Cakes, at Chad Dukes, and for Money Metal Cakes, I'm Big Shooter. We'll see you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.